Okay, welcome to our first chit chat in a little while. It's been pretty quiet on the racing front recently. Obviously, there's been GPs and stuff, and the weather. But we've got Sean Simpson. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks. We're just talking about Ling this weekend. Hopefully, it's going to stay dry enough. And wouldn't it be a shame if it got cancelled, because I haven't rode there in a good few years. So it's looking forward to getting back there.
Yeah, I made a phone call when Sean was on the line here, and straight to the ACU, and they said it's perfect. It's been a lot of wind down there, so it's dried out, and by all accounts, the track, if it's dry, it takes about 14 hours to actually, if it's wet, it takes about 14 hours to dry out if it doesn't rain, so the soil's quite good for that. It's just hopefully it's the paddock, but we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm sure if the paddock's stress, as long as the track's good, the racing will be perfect, so looking forward to it.
Are you actually still in Scotland, or are you at the moment, or are you coming from Belgium? Which way are you coming?
I'm actually sat in Belgium just now. We're just about to shower up and head off, picking my mum and girlfriend up from the airport later on tonight, and then going to have a bit of a chill-out day tomorrow and head up to the track tomorrow evening.
When did you get back from Italy?
We done a, you know, everyone knows that I like to do a camper road trip, so we actually went with the camper to Bulgaria and then came back via Italy, where we had the GP at the weekend. So we didn't get back till Monday morning, about 9:30 in the morning. I drove till about 2:30 in the morning, and then my dad drove right the way back through. So we were back here first thing Monday morning, which was handy.
Oh, that's not too bad. So Fermo then, second race.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was all good, to be honest. To start a little bit earlier in the weekend, you know, I didn't normally like that track, and, you know, the way it was prepped up this year and the weather that they'd had previous to the event, you know, it was really different. The soil underneath was really quite tacky, and there was a lot of different lines, and it was really nice to ride, and I felt comfortable on it straight away. So, you know, Saturday went well, finished 10th in my race, which is about standard for me on a Saturday, and first moto on Sunday, I rode really good. I came from about 16th at the start, come through, passed a few top names, and ended up tailing Ken De Dijker for the last 10-15 minutes, and felt like I had something for him, but, you know, I couldn't quite just make anything stick, but only finished 12 or 13 seconds behind fourth place, so yeah. It was quite encouraging to see that fourth place just in front of me.
Yeah.
The second moto, I got off to, you know, not such a great start. I actually turned inside on the first turn where Gauthier Pollen went down.
Yeah.
And I caught my rear brake pedal on his rear tyre as I was passing him, which actually pitched me off as well. So I picked myself up off the ground and charged on like nothing had happened.
Yeah.
And then I went down into the second corner and found I had no rear brake because it had wrapped itself around the foot peg.
Nice.
So from then on, I thought, sugar, I need to, you know, try and watch what I'm doing here, especially with the big hills, and using the front brake was quite difficult on its own. But I managed to, you know, ride quite well up until about 14th to 15th position. And then I missed my line on one of the downhills, overcompensated on one of the jumps, and ended up landing on a hay bale and going over the handlebars. So I lay on track for a couple of minutes because I was winded like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. The lights were going to go out. You know, one of those ones where you just can't get the breath back in. But eventually I was fine and rode round and just pulled into the pits because I was too far behind.
Yeah.
Which was a bit of a shame, really, because, you know, I was looking forward to getting a good result in the second moto. And even without a rear brake, I think I could have been inside the top 12, something like that. So it was a positive weekend.
Yeah, because your season so far has been pretty strong. You know, you've been riding, your starts have been fairly good, and you've sort of been riding around, what, 7th to 8th sort of positions?
Yeah, well, going into Fermo, I was 8th in the championship, and I think, you know, I was quite happy with that. I feel, you know, going the way things could go, I could be battling for about 6th in the championship come the end of the season if things go well. So that's, you know, although it might not sound a very great goal to catch, I think with the riders that are in there, I think 6 is quite you know, a good goal for me to catch, especially on my second year in MX1, and with the guys up front, you know, they're obviously running quite a high pace with Caroli, DeSalle, and Purcell, Gouty, Poland, they're running riding really good. But I think anywhere after fifth is really anyone's taken between fifth and tenth. So I feel like I'm on and I'm in that battle this year rather than being right at the tail end of it or sometimes not even in it where I was last year. And, you know, I feel like I've made that step and, you know, I've slipped back to 11th in the championship now, but I feel there's a few guys just in front of me, a couple extra points. I feel like I should be after the flyaways back up in contention. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, the flyaways. When do you disappear to Mexico? Next week, Tuesday?
After Ling, I'm just going to hang out down near the workshop somewhere, maybe go riding on Tuesday, and then we've got a flight out on Wednesday midday.
Right.
So we've actually booked it quite well that we're flying, you know, direct from London to Mexico City. Then we just catch a little flight to Guadalajara, where the GP is going to be close to. So it's looking like it's going to be, you know, fun. It's new for everyone, and I think, you know, I can adapt quite quickly to tracks and to different surroundings. So I'm looking forward to it.
And jet lag, how does that come in? Because obviously, what's Mexico, 7 hours?
Yeah, I think roughly about that, 6 or 7 hours. And I think then again, there's a small time difference down to Brazil. So,
yeah.
You know, to be honest, touch wood, I've not really had any problems with jet lag in previous years, especially on the way out. I always tend to just try and stay awake as long as I can, go to bed when it's time to go to bed, and then from then on it doesn't seem to be a problem. Coming back, sometimes a different story, but you've always got a week or so to sort of adapt to it, so it's not too bad. But I think we're going out reasonably early enough. You know, we'll arrive there on Wednesday evening, which will give me Thursday, Friday to adapt if I need it.
Yeah.
And then we're flying down to Brazil on Monday, so we'll be there Tuesday morning.
So you're staying over there for the complete duration then?
Yeah, but it seemed crazy to fly back. You know, some teams are doing it because it's slightly cheaper, but the way that we've booked it has turned out to be, you know, just as cost effective to do the three-way trip rather than come back to the UK between the two GPs. So for me, I think that cuts out one 11 or 12 hour flight less to have. So I think that's for recovery and things like that, it gives us a bit more time to adapt in Brazil and get ready and just do a bit of light training and stuff so we're ready for the weekend.
Going on to the weekend then, the third round of the Brits, Ling, hopefully the track should be perfect. What are you lining in the championship third?
Yep, I am third at the moment. I don't think the first or the second round went as I planned. The second round was a bit more how I imagined it. The first race, finished third. Second race, had a real balls up and ended up only finished ninth. And then the last race was pretty textbook. I won it, so ended up on the podium, which I think was what I wanted to do. But, you know, I think I really should have won it overall quite easily had I not had the ninth in the second moto. You know, the first round at Fat Cats didn't really go to plan either. We had a little bit of some bike setup issues, and also, you know, I wasn't really just riding my best. So, you know, I think we've got things dialed in now after having two or three rounds of the GPs, and you know, I'm looking for three good starts and three consistent top two or three results, and you know, hope to be on top of the box on Sunday.
Is Ling that sandy though? Because people say it's a sand track, but it's pretty hard, isn't it, underneath?
Yeah. No, it's not. I wouldn't really class it as a full sand track. I would say it's a soft track. It is sand, but it's not deep sand at all.
No.
You know, the back field tends to be quite hard pack and rough nadgery acceleration bumps. So some of the bits on the track are a little bit sandy, but nothing that you would... I always say if you have to run a scoop tyre, then it's a sand track.
Yeah.
Ling's definitely not a scoop tyre track, so... some people do enjoy putting a scoop tyre on just for the fun of it and think that it's going to make all the difference. But end of the day, you know, I think it's not really that hard. So it's not really that soft, sorry. So we'll just be running normal setup, and you know, it should be good because we've come off a couple of hard GPs. It's nice to get back in something a bit softer. And, you know, looking at the pictures from the Mexican track, it looks like it's going to be slightly, you know, not sandy, but it's going to be softer ground as well. So looking forward to this weekend.
So is your British bike the same as your GP bike then?
The bike I'm riding in Ling this weekend will be the bike that I rode at Fermo. So it'll be exactly the same bike, yeah.
So what about the one... So You've already shipped one already to Mexico then?
Yeah, we actually had to ship my spare bike, which that's my spare GP race bike, which was already with all the trimmings on it. That's already been shipped to Brazil and Mexico this week, early this week. And then my mechanic Jordan, he's making a new spare bike for this weekend, with all the trimmings on it again, so he's got time this week. Obviously, the race bike from Fermo just needs a little bit of tinkering, and it's good for the weekend. And then that the other bike's away to Mexico, so he's got time this week to build the spare bike, and things will be ready. So we've got two race bikes ready for this weekend. I think that's the way to do it, because if you start chopping and changing and riding practice bikes at races or riding something less, you don't really get the same feeling. You need to ride something that's consistent each week, and you know how the bike's going to react. So that's what we do.
Cool. Well, we'll let you obviously you're going to crack on to Ling. What you leaving in a minute, or are you
We're actually, as soon as I come off the phone, I'll probably jump in the shower, and then we'll fire the old camper up and get the tires rolling.
Brilliant. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. And yeah, good luck for the weekend. Hopefully it's dry. Well, at least it's going to be. I think the track's going to be fine, but touch wood, the paddock could be the same.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. I think everyone enjoys Ling, and I think it's quite an organised event normally. So even given the conditions, I'm sure they'll have it organised, and it'll be a success anyway. So should be good fun.
Excellent. We'll see you tomorrow then.
Yep, thanks again.
Okay, mate.
Bye
Cheers.
bye.
Bye. Oh, before you go, Sean, as well, you Facebook out yesterday that you were looking for a shoe sponsor. Weren't you sponsored by somebody, or are you still looking?
Last year I was actually sponsored by DVS, but they focused more on some UK riders this year. So currently I'm running some old Vans and DVS stuff that I had already from before. So looking just to try and get a bit of help from somebody, because obviously tramping around motocross paddocks wreck shoes quite quickly, as everyone knows. So it'd just be nice to have a couple of sets here and there, and sure, be a space on my helmet for a sticker or something, so we can try and sort something out, which would be cool.
There you go. Any shoe manufacturers out there want to looking for a rider, GP rider, British rider? Sean Simpson's your man.
Thanks very much.
No worries. Speak to you later.
Joe.